plan a trip to LA for maybe a week or 2 weeks before you plan that trip. Plan the trip goes in contacting the photographer that you want to work with. Say you can only be out there for 3 days. Set up 2 shoots in a day. Get as many shoots, as many looks as you can get within there to build. You could build your portfolio in, you know, like that weekend if you really want to. Obviously, you want to have like years of experience and like, but if you're just trying to build your book to go see agents at a first glance, then yeah, you can do that within a week.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of Not So Glamorous with me, your host, Kyla Coleman, where we talk about the not so glamorous life of being a model. I asked you guys on Instagram to ask me some questions that you guys have about modeling, not ANTM related. And if you have questions about that, I have a podcast episode about ANTM, one with Cora, one with India. You guys can go listen to those and maybe hopefully have your questions answered. But I brought Cora here with me today to help me answer some of those questions.
Hi.
Before we get started, can you guys please take a second to rate, review, and subscribe to this channel and let me know how I'm doing?
You're doing so good.
Thank you. Did you leave a review?
No, I will tonight.
Oh, thank you. You better. Okay, so I guess the first question is something we both get asked a lot, and it's just kind of how you get started in the modeling industry.
Yes.
And for every single girl, it's different. And I feel like now that it's 2019, it's very different because social media is so prevalent, and a lot of girls are found off of social media. And so you can utilize social media to build your brand. So some advice I have would be build your brand on social media. If you want, because there's like a fine line between like having a personal account and then branding, like being on brand, which I feel like a lot of models kind of have to, like our mm-hmm. Instagrams aren't us like doing things we might normally do in our everyday right. life, because you're trying to be this brand that a brand's going to want to work with.
Yeah.
So do that on your social media. And then open calls. My agency has them like every 3 o'clock or something. You can go into an agency in your area.
Yeah.
Meet with an agent. Have them look at you. See if they like you. Take digitals. They'll let you know if they like you. For me, obviously, if you guys don't know, I started because ANTM. I was on ANTM. But then I went to open calls in LA. My agency in Seattle was like, here's 5 agencies that want to see you. Go at these times. They saw me. Took digitals. Told my agency yes or no, and yeah, then that's how I found, decided between a few.
Yeah.
And for you, what did
I
you?
Just contacted all these agencies. Yeah. just tried to narrow down by which ones actually, you know, responded back to me, and then once I found out which ones responded back to me, what those agencies are about, what they usually market and specialize in, and then figured out what would be best for me from there.
Yeah. And also, I don't know if you did this, and I think you have, I looked at the board of the models. Yeah,
so what models they have so far.
Yeah, so I looked at the models they had on their board, which is like the models that they are mm-hmm. they have signed, and I was like, if they have a lot of like girls that look like me, I don't want to be with them.
Yeah, because you're gonna get lost in the pile.
I'm gonna get lost in the pile, as well as I'm brand new. So it's yeah. like these girls that they're already with the agency, so even if they were with them a week before, they have a week on me. And so I was kind of deciding between 2 agencies out here, and one of them my friend is with, and we literally get like mistaken for each other all the time. So it's like, I'm not gonna be with an agency because yeah. like people think I'm her all the time anyway, so a client's gonna see me the same, and like she's thinner than I am, so what if they're like, she's like the skinny version of you, we want her,
send us a skinny one.
Yeah, so send us a skinny one, not the bigger one. So it's like, that's, I was like, okay, beware. So I think also like just like checking the board and making sure too the agency's a good fit for you, because I have friends too who are with like more commercial agencies, and like their books are like them on the beach and them like shooting product and like
yeah. And if that's not what you're trying to go for, then it really has no point of signing with them.
Yeah.
I have agencies. I have models who are with huge agencies, some of the biggest ones, and they don't even work as much. Yeah. Just because they're in such a big agency, and those agencies don't have the time to spend on you, you know, specifically, and like push you out there to clients, because yeah. there's so many of you guys on that board. Yeah. And of course, it's so amazing to be with a big agency, but... I'm like, just saying, just you know what works for you.
Yeah, because if you and I were with IMG, what, they don't give a fuck about us. They have Bella Hadid and Kendall. Like, they're going to be pushing them to everyone. They're going to be like, Kyla Coleman, what? Kyla like, we don't get, yeah, what? But that's the sad truth. And so, yeah. signing maybe with a smaller boutique agency.
Especially when you're starting out, I yeah. think that that's smart to start with a smaller agency. Big agencies are great. Some of them are amazing. I would love to be with, a huge agency. I'm not shading any agency. I'm just saying that if you're starting out as new, then maybe it's better to be with a smaller one because they can focus on you and building up your brand and your image. And then maybe they can even help you sign with the bigger agency once you're with them, you've established your place there.
And you have to build your book with your smaller agency first. Yeah. And so it's like they'll help you with your test shoots. They'll get you the jobs. And then you can go to the bigger agencies once your contract is up and say, hey, guys, I was just with this agency for 2 years.
Here's my book.
I've worked with these clients when I was with them. Imagine what you guys could do for me.
Yeah.
Let's get it. But I think for me, too, like, a lot of people ask, like, why I didn't sign with Next. And there's a lot of reasons. But one of them, too, is they are a bigger agency. And I don't want to just be sitting on their board as just another girl.
You wanna work.
I want to work.
As much as possible.
And my agency here, Photogenics, are amazing, and they are very editorial, and they do a bunch of fun stuff and like very artsy things that I love, and it's not super commercial, and they like find jobs that are right for me, and they care about me, they check in on me. And if you're just a face in a crowd of thousands of girls, you're not going to get the text saying, hey, how's everything going? You're not going to get invited to the event. So I think because I was just starting, this is a perfect choice for me, and I appreciate how much they've done for me in this short amount of time. So, yeah, that's pretty much how you get started. Just go into an agency, build your brand, brand yourself really well, test shoots.
Test shoots are huge. Know who you're working with, though. Like, don't just work with any photographers. Some photographers out there are creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And then some photographers are good. They just don't, again, shoot the type of content that you are looking for to go see those agents. So just know, like, that you're not – know what – photographers you're working with so that you're not wasting your time.
Yeah, and keep in mind that they might charge you as well because that is their job.
That's their job.
And you are a brand new face
and
you have nothing to show for like you as a model.
And they don't really have much to gain from shooting you. Yeah. So it's
part of their job. Yeah. So know that you might have to pay some sort of fee. But also tips on finding the right photographer, I would say look at your agency and see who they're using. Like, look at the agencies around you, see who they're using. Or if you have, like, just a quick, like, you can go on your agency's Instagram that's close to you. Like, if you live in Seattle, go to, like, an agency's Instagram. Look at, like, the people they're tagging, the photographers they're letting their girls working with. Yeah, and contact them. Don't just kind of, like, Google, like, Seattle photographers, because
options you will get from Google
or Craigslist. Yeah, like
just don't trust
always be safe
stuff.
And don't be so thirsty that you want a model that you do put yourself in a bad situation.
Yeah,
like don't be like, well, this guy promised that like he could get me on the show or he could get me with this client, because those are probably a lie.
Yeah,
and guys and people in general like to take advantage of you, especially in a vulnerable state. Like, I want to work with Alexander Wang, and if someone emailed me right now and said, hey, we got this casting for you, it's in this basement at 10 p.m. for Alexander Wang, you know, part of me is going to be like, oh my God, I really want to work with him. Let me go. But like the other part of me is this is not safe.
Yeah. So just know what you're doing. And then also if you're in one of those cities to where it's not like a huge city like L.A., Miami, New York, then if you're in another city, the best option I would say is to plan a trip to another city. I don't care which one it is. It doesn't have to be L.A. But for instance, say you live in South Carolina. You really want to be a model. Okay, so save up money, plan a trip. If you see that there's no photographers in your area, plan a trip to LA for maybe a week or 2 weeks before you plan that trip. Planning that trip goes in contacting the photographers that you want to work with. Mm-hmm. Set up maybe 2 shoots in a day. I wouldn't say do more than 2, but say you can only be out there for 3 days. Set up 2 shoots in a day. Get as many shoots, as many looks as you can get within there to build. You could build your portfolio in, you know, like that weekend if you really want to. Obviously, you want to have like years of experience and like different, I've progressed from this time to that time. But if you're just trying to build your book to go see agents at a first glance, then you can do that within a week. You can build that. And then maybe you can also schedule in seeing agencies while you're in LA.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To say, okay,
I would recommend doing that too.
100%. Yeah. These 2 days I'm going to spend doing shoots. These next 2 days, the last 2 days I'm going to spend going to see agencies, whether it's open calls or contacting
because
them.
They take digitals of you there as well.
Yeah.
So it's like you can, I'm sure, walk into an agency empty-handed. I did.
No, 100% you can.
Essentially, I got scouted when I was 17 at a Miley Cyrus concert. They kept calling me for weeks, like, come in. And I thought it was a scam because there's so many scams.
Yeah.
I went in with my mom. It was like the real deal. I ended up signing, but I had nothing to show that I was a model, but I had already been pre-scouted.
Yeah.
It wasn't an open call. So I don't know how that really works. If it's an open call and you don't have anything to show for your work, maybe it's less likely for you. But if they love your look and, like, you killed the digitals,
yeah,
then they might as well. But even, like, with all that being said, you could totally even have like a friend with a good camera.
Yeah.
Like just learn, do a makeup tutorial on YouTube, like give yourself some cool editorial makeup or even just like a really fresh face. Take some like high quality photos.
You can never go wrong with fresh face photos, guys, because that's just showing you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Just putting on a full face of makeup and eyeshadow and doing like, really the Instagram body look.
They don't really want that unless you're in a modeling, unless you're in a makeup campaign. Yeah, they're not campaign. Doing that. Yeah.
So give raw, natural, and a lot of photographers will know, like if you tell them like to test you and want to build a modeling portfolio, they'll know.
Yeah.
They don't do cheesy stuff.
Yeah.
Don't like do senior photos. Don't do a wedding. Like,
and if you really, really don't know, look on Instagram, look at the models that you look up to, look at their digitals, go on Pinterest, look up, type in model digital.
Yeah. There's like a models Polaroid Instagram.
Yeah.
Like go look
at those. Yeah. I follow. I follow them. They're so good.
Or even if you go on like our, like my agency, look on our board, like look at all of our stuff, like look at our portfolios, look at our all that. And then
that's, there's so much examples. I think that I get that question a lot in my DMs. Like, how do I start? But I feel like, sometimes people aren't even trying to research. Yeah, you're not even trying to research. You're just like, let me just go to the easiest thing. Let me ask her because she knows. And it's like, and not even in a mean way at all, but it's like,
just look
sometimes you have to do it yourself. Sometimes you have to put that energy out there and be like, okay, what am I trying to do? Okay, how do I do this? Let me try to take the steps towards that. So everything is accessible through the internet, through social media, through talking to someone, through DMing me, as you can see, like we're here talking about it now. So there's just so many different ways that you guys can get that information.
Especially because you guys understand that I've been modeling like since September and it's March? March, yeah. So it's like I'm doing the same things you guys should be doing and I'm doing it with nobody's telling me really what to do. I have an agency and so people who don't have one, I guess it's different. But how I found mine was I just went in to the open call times, or my agency in Seattle was like, hey, they want to meet with you at this time, go in. And so that's, the information's out there, just find it and do it safely.
Yes, safely. And always be nice to whoever you meet. That's another part of like starting modeling. Kyla always says that, like, make sure you guys are nice to when you're going to meet these agents, when you're going to meet these photographers.
You don't want to ruin your career.
You don't want to ruin your career before it even starts.
Yeah.
Even once it starts, you don't want to ruin it. So just always be nice and be grateful for someone giving you the opportunity to
even
meet
you. Yeah.
You know?
Because that's such a blessing.
That's a big thing. You can't just walk in. Any girl can just walk in and be seen by these top agencies, or maybe not even top agencies, by these agencies that are good though. You know what I mean? So realize that they're taking the time to see you and be nice. And just like, and when you have a meeting with an agency, make it clear what your goals are.
That's what I was just going
to
say.
To let them
have
know.
Have a goal list.
Yeah, have a goal list.
See if they can help you.
Yeah, because sometimes maybe they want to sign you. You want to be with them, but you guys don't have the same goals. And maybe they can't help you with those goals because their focus is something completely different.
Yeah.
And so
like they're
that's
a boutique
really
agency, but you want to do Sports Illustrated.
Yeah,
well, that's
and now
not
you've
just
signed a two-year contract with them and you can't
You're
going to
be
really,
doing Target.
Yeah.
You're not going to be doing editorials.
And some people strictly want to do commercials. Some people strictly want to do runway. Some people just want to do editorial, whatever it is. Just make sure you know who you're signing with, what they can help you with.
Yeah, and like my agency, I'm lucky enough because I'm in LA, so there's talent agencies, there's so many things, but I was so lucky because my agency has a runway division, influencer division, and they assign me to every single board that they have. But sometimes, like let's say an agency could only want you as an influencer.
Yeah.
We have people that aren't even models and they're just influencers. Or we have people that are like with a different modeling agency but are with our influencer team.
Yeah.
So it's like you can find multiple agencies, but you have to find what's a good fit for you. And don't care. Like, don't, like, do you think when people were saying, why aren't you with Next? Why aren't you with Next? I gave a fuck. No.
Yeah.
Because maybe Next wouldn't have made me any money. And maybe they would have made me $1 million, but that's just not who I'm with. And when I met with them, didn't feel like it was like maybe the right choice. And my mother agent knows best, and they.
And also, that's kind of an annoying question for people to ask you.
Yeah.
You know, like,
well, because,
it is. Because I remember when I would see people, like, commenting stuff on your pictures, like, what about Next? What about Next? And it's like, I'm trying to start my career, and you're asking me about an agency that I'm clearly not with, and you can clearly see on my bio that I'm with a new agency. No, seriously, it's so rude, and it's like, you don't know what happened with that situation, so, like, come on, guys. If you see she's moved on, and she's, I get it that you guys watched the show, and that you, her, part of her winning was part of the Next agency, but you see on her bio that she's with photogenic. So let's leave the Next thing behind. Like, let's just be happy for her that she got with an agency and she's starting her career.
And an agency that I love and I feel comfortable with and that cares about me.
Yeah.
Because that's what. Because
I went, when you came out here, I went to every one of those.
I drove you to
every one of those agencies meeting, and I was so excited for you, for everyone, because I was like, oh my gosh, who is she going to sign with? Who is she going to sign with? And I wasn't sitting there like, okay,
someone,
but you have to sign with the Next.
Yeah.
It was like, I just want her to be with someone who's going to make her career go to the next level, because I get how hard it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And every agency that maybe you want to be within your dream agency, they may not be the people for you.
Yeah.
And then you end up being with someone else and your career changes. And yeah. It's like, wow, if I would have signed with such and such. And this isn't a shade to Next. Like, they're such an amazing
agency.
Yeah,
and I have friends of them that fucking kill
it. Yeah. All I'm saying is that.
For me, it just wasn't.
For you, it wasn't the thing. Yeah. And nobody wants to hear someone bringing up that negativity every time I post a picture. You want to ask me about Next?
Yeah.
Like.
It's just, yeah. I mean, I'm glad you said it because sometimes I think that, but I just kind of like to brush it off. But it is true. Like, Next just wasn't a good fit for me. Yeah. And I've said it many times, like, Photogenics is good for me. And, like, there was a time, like, maybe just, like, a few weeks ago when I went into my agency because I was getting dropped so much. And I was like, man, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. And then, like, there was so much pressure because my followers were like, well, you're not doing anything. And, like, why aren't you with Next? And why aren't you doing this? And why aren't you doing that? And I'm just like, you guys, like, things don't work like that. My agents, like, they're there for me. And they're like, Kyla, like, calm down. Like, those are just people's opinions. And, like, they're just asking you questions. And, like, who knows if, like, other agencies would have been there for me like that, you know?
Yeah.
And it was, like, the like, head of my agency. Like, he was the one that was talking. It wasn't just, like, a New Phase agent just, like, took time out of their day to sit down with me. Or an intern. It was, like, the head of the agency emailed me, said, let's make a time to talk. And, like, truly cared about me and, like, checks in on me. And that's amazing. And you don't get that everywhere.
Yeah.
You truly don't. And I've been with, like, you don't. Like, trust me, you don't get that everywhere. And so I'm really appreciative that I found who I did find. Not Next. but yeah, with all of that being said, another question about, like, being with an agency and, like, getting started is, am I too short? Can I model if I have acne? Are my measurements too big? And I get that all the time. And there's literally just one answer, and it's yes, you can do it. But you have to understand the industry isn't very welcoming.
Catering to you, yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, 100% there are short models who kill shit every single day.
But those models who are short, they're hustling their way out there and they're making sure that they're being seen.
Might have to work harder.
Yeah, you may have to work harder with that. Same as I have to work harder being a dark-skinned model. Same as someone like Kyla, I was talking about her measurements. She may have to work harder because she's not the size that most models are. Whatever the case is, we all have to, plus size models have to work
harder than me.
Yeah, harder too. So it's like we all have to work hard for something. So don't let that be your crutch to be like, oh, well, I can't model because I'm this or that. And yeah, I get the acne question a lot. Guys, I have acne. Just disclaimer to everyone acne out there. I get acne. So yes, you can be a model with acne, but you have to also do whatever you can to take care of your skin. Like I pay a lot of money to try to get my skin to act right, you know, because I know that it's something I can't control and that my acne comes from stress and I'm stressed all the time. So my acne's pretty much going to be here every day.
And then other makeups and stuff like that. Yeah.
So it's like just, don't let acne stop you. Don't let being short stop you, being too thick, too skinny. Yeah. Like as long as you're healthy,
your
skinny,
skin color,
meaning, and I don't mean healthy skin. I mean, you look healthy, skinny. I mean, as long as you know that you're healthy and you're eating right, because people tell me I don't look healthy, skinny.
Yeah,
people have
written
stuff on
me.
My comments and I'm like, guys, I'm taking care of myself. Yeah. Like worry about yourself. You know what I mean? So as long as you're healthy to the standards that you know that you should be doing or should look like and be, then that's fine. That's all that matters.
So literally anytime someone asks, like, and I get all the time, she's like, I'm a man, but I'm like a plus size man, or I'm this and I'm that, and it's like the answer is always yes, you can do it.
That's
but
called just, breaking boundaries.
Yeah,
if it hasn't been done, you can do it.
Yeah,
still.
Just understand that the industry likes girls who are lighter skin, a certain height, a certain measurement, a certain this, a certain that.
Those girls are going to be favored over anyone
else. Anyone else who's a slightly different, and that's just how it is. But the more of you who do join, who are shorter, who are curvier, who are darker, who are quote different, the more accepting it will be. So don't let your quote like ailment stop you. Help that be your motivator and be like, I'm going to be the first short model to work for this company. I'm going to be the first dark skin model to work for this company. I'm going to be the first girl who isn't a 34 hip to do this. So
and also
let that push you.
Some of you guys like DM me up. I love every one of your DMs. I just want to make that clear. But some of you guys DM me, if just say like someone who doesn't, who's like the opposite of me, like I, for instance, if I'm trying to model, I would go to someone who kind of looks like me.
Same.
Yeah. I wouldn't go to a blonde
girl
I'm not going with blue eyes and asking you, hey, how did you start modeling? Because it's going to be different for
path.
Them. And it doesn't just have to do with race. I'm just saying, like, say if a plus size model, I wouldn't really know what to say to a plus size model. And it's
different.
Not because I don't care about you guys or because I don't want to help people. I always want to uplift people and help people get to wherever they're trying to be. But I don't have the best information to help you how to go into the modeling world being a plus size model,
because your body was never seen as something at this
exactly. I had to work on other situations, so it's like maybe you guys should contact people who have that look that you want or who are doing the similar things that you want.
Yeah, or even just agents, too.
Yeah,
Because I feel like...
Because you get to the source with agents. Yeah, like, they'll tell you everything.
Because I feel like my problem was that I was, like, just dealing with things on my own. Or I was just like, I'm not getting this, but it's probably that I'm this. So let me, like, fix this part. But my agent's like, no, that's not it. Like, talk to me, like, when you have an issue. Yeah. So I feel like agents know best. But also, too, like... Not saying, like, all your idols have to look just like you, because that's
the
case.
That's not
and,
it.
Like, if that was the case, you and I would have two idols.
Yeah.
But look up to people who had maybe more similar paths. Like, I can't go DM Bella Hadid because she came from a completely different life than me.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're the same
she
exact age.
Things.
But her parents are billionaires.
Her mom was a model.
Like,
it's a whole different
I don't
type
have
of
that.
Lifestyle.
Yeah. So it's like she can't give me the tips that I'm going to need for Kyle Coleman in my personal life.
So maybe I can give you guys something that would help you, even though we don't have the same look. So I'm not saying don't ask me. What I'm saying is that also reach out to someone who does have your look.
Yeah.
Or reach out to someone who you know maybe started out in the way that you're trying to start out, because they probably have better insight than what I can give you.
Yeah, they can be like a more help.
Yeah.
Also, when people ask me about like their look, they ask about like tattoos and piercings and changing your hair, and if that impedes you from like certain jobs. And for me, I have one tattoo on my finger. It's a little heart, and a lot of photographers and stuff think it's like really cool. But that being said, I may or may not like be limited from like certain jewelry campaigns, because maybe they don't want hand tattoos. I do have friends that have like started on like pieces like on their arm or something that they wanted to get, but then when they started modeling, that was too much, and so they didn't continue with tattoos. And if you are gonna have like full sleeves, you're gonna be branded as the girl with the tattoos.
Yeah.
If you
so
are
gonna be hired for those
types for those looks. Types of looks. Yeah, there are girls with tattoos who do campaigns that maybe they wouldn't do back in 1990, because clients are changing, and people like tattoos now. But if you think about Target, for example, you don't see moms with two full sleeves.
Yeah.
You just don't see that in pink hair. That's just not a Target. So if you want to work for Target, maybe don't have tattoos.
Yeah.
Maybe don't dye your hair pink. Maybe don't get a septum piercing. So it's all about branding yourself. But just because you have tattoos doesn't mean you can't model.
Right.
Like, you and I both have tattoos.
Yeah.
Like, you and I both have piercings. I mean, you change your hair often. I keep my hair boring because that's what's worked for me so far. And sometimes I want to dye my hair blue. Like, sometimes I really, really am like, if I dye my hair blue, like, maybe they'd be like, wow, she's so edgy and so dope. But then I would only be working... I'd be limiting myself because I'd only be able to be that edgy girl.
Yeah.
I couldn't maybe do, like, the simple Forever 21 e-com because I have blue fucking hair.
I had a friend tell me that I should shave. Like, I was telling her, I was complaining, like, you know, just venting to her, like, about how things weren't going how I wanted with modeling. She's like, why don't you change your hair? You should shave your hair and dye it blonde. And I'm like, but then that's, like, that's all I'm
going to
do. First
be
of all, I don't even know
blonde.
How I'm going to look like that. Yeah. But then if I do, I'm going to be that girl who's, like, I can only work for that. And for some models, that's great. I'm not saying things wrong with that. But I want to be versatile in every type of look.
Yeah.
In every type of brand, every type of client.
Which is why I keep my hair like this.
Yeah, and now I'm trying to keep my hair one way. So we'll see if you guys want me.
Yeah, no, but that's how it is, too. Because even if you think, go down to, like, Ariana Grande with her ponytail, she's going to have that shit in her hair for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Because that's how
she
got
known as that.
Amber Rose with her shaved head. It's, like, bright blonde. She's going to have that the rest of her... I mean, now they're so successful that they don't have to do it. But that's how they started with, and that's what, like...
And that's what
keeps they brand
them.
Themselves. Yeah. And that's what keeps them.
She was known as the bald girl before she was known as Amber Rose.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Like, the
so
bald girl dating Kanye.
Statement.
Yeah, that's your thing. And so that you can totally have pink hair. I mean, I fucking wish I could, but then you are going to be the girl with pink hair or the girl with colored hair. And oh my God, we could dye her hair green because she likes pink. We could do this to her and then that limits also your client base.
Yeah.
Unless you do have already a major client
base. Yeah, unless you're that established to where you can change your look. And in that case,
and that's really
more
hard
power
though.
To you, because I wish I could do, I wish I had that client base. Because
I wish
don't.
I could do fun stuff with my hair, and I wish I could like tattoo my face, but then it's like you'd be the girl with the face tat. Because in modeling, you are really reduced to just what you look like on paper.
Yeah.
Like, I'm 5'10, these are my measurements, this skin color, this hair color, that's just what you are. That's what the clients see. If you have pink hair added to the mix, then they're going to be like, okay. But even sometimes, like, I've been to castings for like hair companies that like want to do like dye your hair blonde or dye your hair.
Yeah.
Pink. Obviously, I didn't get it because my hair is brown right now. Mm-hmm. But, like, you can be willing. Like, some clients, like, really want that look. So just know what clients look for.
Yeah.
And if they're looking for...
If that goes with what you have going on.
Yeah.
Currently, or what you're trying to have going on.
Exactly. Because I want green hair.
Yeah. I want you to have blonde hair.
Yeah. I want so many different colors of hair. But the clients I want to work with don't seem like they want that. So I'm just not going to do that. maybe once I work with everyone on my goal list, then I'll just go rogue and dye my hair green.
Right.
But until then, I'm just going to keep it how they want it, and then hopefully I can get it. So the next question, right? Oh, okay. We talk so much. Okay. We're going to take a quick little break, but when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more about castings.
Yes.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey everyone, I'm back with Cora talking about modeling, just giving a few tips, and I'm going to talk a little bit now about castings. So we told you guys how you can get signed with an agency, what clients look for, what agents look for. Once you get signed with an agency, then you get sent on castings.
Lots and lots of castings.
So there's different types of castings for different jobs. There's commercial, runway, editorials, like prints, e-com.
Open calls.
There's
requests.
So you're going to do different things for different castings. So for runway, you're going to go and you're going to walk most of the time. They're going to fit you, maybe walk again.
Mm-hmm.
E-com, they'll probably try something on you and then just like take a digital of you.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like for like those brands, like an e-com or like a print work or even edit, like campaigns, they want you in the outfit to see how you photograph.
Yeah.
Commercial castings, usually, like, I've never really been on ones where you say lines. Like, I've done a couple where it's, like, you say two lines. They give you the lines right before.
I've done a few of those, and I've done the few where you just, like, dance.
Flip your hair.
For commercial.
Yeah, or dance, yeah, because that's usually, like, what they do. But usually you don't, like, get the script the night before. It's, like, you walk in,
unless
they say.
You're an actor.
Yeah, they say, like, here's the two words you're going to say once you get in there. Go, say them.
Yeah.
But, yeah, so you just pretty much, for both of us, our agents, because we're with the agency, email us, hey, you got a casting here this time, whatever. Drive, you go, check in, you wait with a bunch of girls that look just like you.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like a mixed pot. You go in, you meet with a casting director, or sometimes it's just a camera operator in there, and you just like literally state your name, turn to the side, and you go home.
Yeah, some castings are really quick.
Yeah, and sometimes they're like, I've been in ones that are 5-6 hours and I'm not even shitting you, like they're extremely long and you spend your whole day there
and then you don't get it
and then you don't yeah so. I didn't get
that's
mine
part of it.
Yeah, so that's also part of it. So when people ask you if modeling is a full-time job, it truly is, because it's like you have to be available to go to these castings that are whenever, like I can get, like I got an email one time like at midnight saying you have to be somewhere at 10 a.m and then after that casting I got an email again saying can you actually drive here now at 12, and then I had to work a job at 2. So it's like you just have to kind of like, it really is a full-time job because you always remain available. And I guess back to like what you wear to castings, like you have mentioned in a podcast before that you wear tight fit clothing. And that's like same, like I guess most of the time, I don't know for you, but clients request you to wear something.
Yeah, I was just gonna say, if they have it on the casting,
cute,
like what they want you to wear,
they'll say like cute, hipster,
cute, chic, or like dress like you're at this, or you know, whatever, they'll tell you sports bra in shorts, or bring a bikini and heels, whatever it is.
Bring that, obviously.
Yeah,
show your own style
with
too.
That. Yeah, come with your style, your own style. Bring what they ask you to bring. If they ask you for something straight on, like black jeans and a black top, wear that. Don't try to do too much because they're asking for that for a reason.
Mm-hmm. But if they don't ask for anything, when in doubt, black jeans, black tank top is always good.
Always good in heels.
And heels also. If they don't ask for anything, what I do is I go online and I look at like kind of what they sell, like what their product is. Like if they have a lot of skirts and dresses, maybe I'll wear like a tight little skirt, like something cute that like, so they can be like, okay, she looks good in skirts.
She can look good in our stuff.
We have skirts.
Yeah.
Like, so that's you know, and for like athletic wear, where obviously athletic wear, never wear, if you have a casting for Nike, don't wear Adidas to Nike.
Oh my gosh.
Never do that.
That's
ever.
Like suicide.
That's, yeah, that's like the
worst. You
might
as well just not even go because.
Yeah, because you just disrespected the fuck out of everyone
yeah,
in the room.
Yeah, like do
so,
not wear a competitive brand to a casting.
It's disrespectful as fuck. Never do that. And sometimes they'll say like, do not wear.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes girls do and I'd want to cry for them, but yeah. So once you go to a casting, the casting director will tell your agent if they wanted you or not. So your agency will email you like, hey, you're confirmed for that Nike job on mm-hmm. March 31st. Sometimes you get put on this thing called hold, which means that you're not confirmed for the job, but they want you.
Yeah.
And I get put on those probably about 4 times a week. And 99% of the time they fall through. And the bad thing about holds is that they tell you, hey, this is the rate. We're shooting in Hawaii. It's yeah. this fun thing. And then you find out the night before that you're not going. So yeah. that's what, like, sucks. But that's, like, a hold. And as for how many castings you go on a week, it could really range.
It
could be zero.
Yeah, like I was just going to say, there's sometimes when I don't go on any castings yeah. because it's a really slow month. There's yeah. sometimes when I have so many castings to go to. I would say a lot for a week for me personally would be like 5 castings is a lot for me for a week. I'd be yeah. like, oh, like I had a week full of castings, yeah. you know, versus maybe I'll have like 1 on average.
Yeah, sometimes I get 1, sometimes I get 0. And I think for me recently, the most I've been getting like 2 a day. So maybe like 6, mm-hmm. 6 or like 7. Yeah, I've been getting like a lot. But also casting doesn't mean you got the job. It just means that they want to see your face.
Yeah.
And there's also something called direct bookings, which
those are the best.
Your agent, you do that a lot. I feel yeah. like with Nike, you're yeah. always, because you've worked with them so much, you're their tried and true.
Nike direct bookings are literally the best, guys. Like that means that you don't even have to go to a casting. That means that they looked at you via social media or the board on your agency's page, and they said, "I want her." So tell her, you know, is she available for this day and that day? And you just show up the day of the shoot and you start. So those are the best because it means you don't have to waste your time with the castings back and forth and figuring out if you're on hold or not. You just get the job.
Yeah, which I got one of those this week and I was like, and it was for like a brand that's like on my goal list. And I was like, wait, you're shitting me. Like they actually want
that's
me.
That's the best feeling.
Yeah, I was like, wait, I never even met with them. But they like, and though sometimes for me, I get really nervous because like, I'm not like a typical measurement. So I'm like, oh my God, like they want me, but like, I'm going to go try on the clothes. They're not going to fit. But it's always worked out. I'm just always yeah. in my head. But I was like really excited. But I'm not on direct booking level yet in my career. Well, I guess kind of. Like,
yeah,
I work with American Apparel
booking,
a lot.
Then
yeah.
You are.
Yeah, but not like all the time. But yeah, I feel like a lot of the clients that I've worked with once, I work with a lot. Mm-hmm. So I guess it's kind of a direct booking, but it's usually never like that.
What's another question?
So once you book a job, depending on what it is, a typical day on set mm-hmm. is for like e-com and like editorial. All those are like the same. It's just like you have a call time. Usually the model call time's after everyone else gets there because like
right.
they need to set up. You get there, you sit in hair and makeup for however long, and then you essentially just shoot like the product.
Yeah.
So
if you're doing e-com, you're trying going at least 50 outfits in that day.
And e-com is you stare face front at the camera, you turn 3/4
yeah.
to the left, 3/4 to the right.
You're doing the same
back,
4
then
poses.
Then you go and change.
Yeah.
yeah same
for every
hair
outfit
makeup.
Because if you guys don't know, e-com again is what you see on the website. So
yeah.
if you go shopping on the Target website, e-com is the girls and the boys that you see modeling those clothes.
Which are just standing there.
Yeah, they're literally standing
there. And you're in a white room.
Maybe
yeah.
smiling a little bit once, maybe
yeah.
popping their little knee out on one
yeah.
of them. It's like, it's super easy.
It's the easiest
but
thing.
It's so repetitive mm-hmm. that it becomes like, oh,
yeah.
okay, my 50th outfit of the day.
Yeah, and it's like, and sometimes like, they like clip the clothes and you have to like take
yeah.
it out. And then, so it gets like really repetitive. For like, a campaign, a lot of the ones like I've done are like outside
Same.
Or like on different sets.
All mine have been outside.
Yeah, so like a set, like a different like studio set. So it's like those are fun too because there's other models.
Campaigns
there.
Are really fun. Yeah.
Yeah, those are my favorite things to do. There's like a bunch of models. You always get like lunch provided. I think it's probably like the
yeah.
law. Like they provide lunch. It's
yeah.
catering. I like don't eat meat, so I always have to be like, hey guys, by the way, like I have dietary restrictions, I'm vegan. And so
vegan.
I yeah, so I always like make sure there's like that on set. There's like. On set, there is a bunch of people. There's like
yeah.
DPs, there's photographers, there's assistants, there's makeup
yeah.
artists, there's makeup assistants. There's like a bunch of people, depending on how big the project is. Because I've done campaigns where it's just one makeup artist who does hair and makeup for every person in there. Because
mm-hmm.
it's just like really simple hair and makeup. And then sometimes you travel for work. So yeah. I've only traveled really like I've never like booked a campaign internationally or anything. I've just done like gone up north and south all along the West Coast. Yeah. So but clients pay hotel.
Yeah.
They pay flight. Sometimes they have you pay, but they'll reimburse you.
I'm just
going to
say that. They reimburse a lot.
But also paychecks and modeling come months later.
Yeah.
So it's like you're...
You get paid 2 to 3 months after you book a job. Yeah. Which, if for those who don't know.
Yeah. And I think people think like, oh my God, like she got this campaign. Like she can take us all to dinner. No, no, no. Because I'm not going to see that money until 3 months later.
And by also, that time, I'll need that for rent.
Also by that time, my 20% agency fee is going to be out. Yeah. And my taxes of 40% are going to be out. So I'm going to have $5 and I can get us all a stick of gum.
Exactly.
And a lot of people were asking this too, which when you're on set and you're shooting, they ask like how you find your angles, like your signature walk, and like if you're on set, how do you remember to like keep posing? And like for me, I just like, I guess the photographer gives you like a vibe. Like they'll be like, this is the vibe of the shoot today. Do this.
Most photographers are nice enough to like be
chill. They don't throw you out there.
Yeah. And they just be like, no, work. Like they really will help you.
Work,
and they'll
be
like,
bitch.
Oh, yeah. They'll put on music. They want you to
like,
have
fun.
Like,
what kind of song do you like?
Yeah. And so they want you to get in your mood to where you feel comfortable
and
to
you do your
what
best.
You know you look confident doing, you know, that you're going to look your best doing.
And I feel like, for me, when I when I run out of poses, because sometimes it's so repetitive that you're, because
you can only do so many.
You only do so many. So my go-to is always like wherever the light is, I just like close my eyes and I throw my head back a little bit, and so it just looks like really ethereal and like pretty. And you can never go wrong with like looking into the light and closing your eyes. But the photographer too will like help you. I've never had a photographer that was like just go out there and do you. But also like, keeping in mind in my head what helps me is like acting. So like the whole time it's like the photographer says the vibe is you're a girl waiting for your knight in shining armor. Then the whole time I'm like, I'm princess, like Cinderella. Like
that
I'm
really
thinking that the whole time. So I think just not just going on set and just like deer in headlights. I feel like acting and just feeling your vibe is like the best. And just having a chemistry with the photographer.
Yeah. But I would say a key is to get comfortable. Because when I first started modeling and like doing photo shoots, whether it was paid or whatever, then I remember I was so uncomfortable that just the fact that they're staring at me and just the fact that it's all me and you know, they're shooting me, and I would just be so nervous and I would just sit there or I would just stand there and be like doing the same 50 looks.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then once I got comfortable, once I started like vibing to the music and loosening up and talking to the whole crew, it becomes a fun environment.
It's so
and then
fun.
You're like, oh, I'm just having fun. And now when I go on sets, I literally dance.
Have a
like,
blast.
Not even joking. Like the people will tell me like, okay, Cora, come on back to shooting. Like, because you're having a good time, and then it's like, okay, it's better than like being so tense there and just like not even knowing what to do.
Because it shows. And sometimes it's like freezing cold, or it's like you're, and I've had times I'm so cold, but I'm just like, Kelly, like just get this shot, and then you can put your jacket on.
Yeah.
And like sometimes you have to ask the photographer, like, do I look tense? Like, do I look?
Yeah.
And like just
can
communicating.
Can you tell I'm freezing?
Yeah, can you tell I'm freezing? And they'll say like yes or no. So just communicating. And if you're like uncomfortable in a position, because sometimes photographers don't know that like we can't stand on our head for 5 minutes.
Always speak up.
Always speak up. Yeah. And I feel like just see it as fun. Mm-hmm. It's work, but see it as fun, and you will never, like, you can never go wrong.
Right.
And I also mentioned earlier that I also mentioned earlier that being a model is a full-time job. You have to maintain your measurements, good skin, good hair. And I know you get this, and I guess all the time, drop the skincare routine, sis.
Yeah,
like,
I'm still trying to come up with a skincare routine.
Yeah. So for me, I never like to really share my skincare routine, only because I've always had good skin. I had acne once in my entire life, and that was coming back from ANTM. I had like cystic acne. And what I did for me is I saw an esthetician. She recommended chemical peels, and those worked really well for me. So I guess my best advice would be go to an esthetician and see what
it's they recommend.
Hereditary.
For you.
Like, you can.
Mine's
diet. Like, your diet could affect your skin. Like, I haven't eaten meat since I was like 6 years old. So, like, maybe that has helped me. Like, no one in my family had acne. So maybe that. Like, I don't like smoke cigarettes. I know sometimes like that can like affect your skin. So it's like, my lifestyle maybe gives me this skin. Who knows? So it's like, but as a model, you always have to have good skin. So that's something you're going to have to think, like, I spend so much money in skincare. Like, don't think I just walk around with this skin. I get acne still. Like, I get hormonal acne.
Yeah.
I don't get acne all over my face, but I get such bad zits sometimes. And, like, I have to pay hundreds of dollars for facials. I have to pay, like, for salicylic acid that's $60 at Sephora. Like, I have to pay for, like, these products. And everyone's
have to
pay that.
That it stays good.
Yeah. And as well as workout and dieting. Like, I have to pay for a gym membership. I have a trainer. Like, I have people that help me with that. And for you, you're one of the lucky ones who have fucking abs and you don't do any sit-up. Like, I literally am always, like, even Cora one time was like, you can't be going to the gym this late because it's like, I'm just
she
there.
She was literally taking off, like, at 9 o'clock, like, I'm just going to go to the gym. I'm like, babe, you can't go tonight. Like, someone's going to kill you in that gym tonight.
But it's like, not everyone is, like, has abs hereditarily. But that's the thing is, like, if Cora sat here and told you what she ate and, like, worked out in a day and had that body,
I think it goes the same how you were saying as far as, like, your skin. You've always had good skin, so you don't know what to say. But you've for gym, you could say that. For me, my body has always been like this, so I don't know what to say to people when they ask me, what do you do to work out to get
through
a body
like that?
Because
if you told me what you eat and, like, how you work out and I tried that, I'm gaining weight. So it's like that.
And also, I feel like it comes off as if, like, I think it sometimes it comes off to people as, like, I'm stuck up. Like, because, like, I just have this body, but I genuinely,
but truly
I don't know what
you
else
don't
to
even
tell
have
you
surgery.
Guys. And sometimes I don't even answer because I'm like, it just sounds rude saying, oh, I just have had this body, so I ignore it.
And
but
that's
then it's
why,
like,
I don't answer for skin.
Then I look like a bitch either way, so I don't really know what to tell you guys.
Yeah, and that's, like, I feel
but
like,
I do have acne, and I struggle to keep that down.
And I don't have acne, but I have to go to the gym all the time.
We're literally opposites.
Yeah, but it's, like, that's, I feel like if you're ever wondering why I don't share, why she doesn't share, it's because, like, what works for us.
We don't have the answers.
Yeah, and what works for us isn't going to work for you. But for dieting and working out for me, I also don't like to share because what I do might not work for the next person.
Yeah, it depends on what your body frame is, what your body type is, what you're starting out like, what your genetics are. So that's why it's always good. The one thing I do know, I mean, this is, like, obvious. Like, if you're going to start working out, you should go probably start with, like, a trainer if you've never worked out before, just to see where you should start and what exercises you should do to get the goals that you're trying to achieve. That's, like, an obvious thing that I know that.
And for me, well, I see a dietitian and I see a trainer because I want to maintain my image. I'm not trying to lose weight or do anything gnarly. But for dieting, and I'm not – this is a disclaimer – don't try this without speaking to a dietitian. Don't just do these things. But the basics – carbs are not always good for you.
Yeah.
Cut carbs, cut sugar, high protein. I don't eat meat, so I have to find my protein sources other way. And I've been trying intermittent fasting, which has worked really well for me. I'm not saying it's going to work for everyone, which I don't eat for 20 hours a day. I eat for 4 hours a day. And I work out, like, twice a day. So that's what works for me specifically. It's very extremely hard. It's a full-time job. In modeling, a lot of your career is going to dinners and events and things where there's food everywhere. And it's like you have to be like, it's past 5 o'clock. I can't eat. Yeah. I can't eat that because there's carbs in there. So it's extremely hard. I'm only doing it to get to, like, a certain measurement and then I'm going to, like, just be more conscious of what I'm eating. But it's not, like, an easy thing to do, and I wouldn't recommend just trying it. And I wouldn't recommend trying any diets you find on Google because I used to do that and it just wouldn't work for me. See a dietitian. If you really, really just want to, like, lose a couple pounds, low carb, low sugar, you're going to shed weight either way. Go on a run.
Also, that you say that, I think it's also another reason why I don't, like, give advice on dieting and stuff is because I don't know what to tell you guys.
Yeah.
You know, and,
you didn't
and
even
if
know
I did tell you,
sodium
I would
was.
Yeah, Kyla had to tell me what sodium, and I was like, well, what does that mean? Is that bad? Can I have it? Like, and she's like, girl, like, you've been eating it every day.
Yeah, I was like, no ramen. Like, it's too much sodium. Like, water retention. We're going to be bloated. She's like, wait, what is sodium? Like, because
I never pay attention to what's in ingredients. And again, that's not saying it to brag because I could wake up tomorrow and all of a sudden, you know, I'm obese. So you don't know. I don't know how long this body's going to last. But what I'm saying is that, like, if I were to tell you guys things, I will be lying to you. If I were to start, say if I started posting, like, workout
fitness
stuff
guru.
And, like, fitness, I'm the new fitness guru, and all these companies are sponsoring me and paying my rent because I'm acting like I work out and I'm in, naturally I have this body, but you guys don't know that. And now you guys are trying all the exercises
to
I'm
get
doing
your abs
because, oh, I want to get Cora's abs. And then 2 months later, you're like, why don't I have that? Like, what the heck? And so I want to be authentic with you guys, and I don't want to lie and act like I'm going to teach you these new tips and tricks for working out when I really don't have any.
Because you could easily do
I would probably be making so much money if I acted like I was, like, that workout person.
Yeah, like a workout guru. But you're not. And like, if I could eat as much steak as you and have your abs, I totally fucking would. But unfortunately, I can't. And I have to work out. And there's other people that have to. But you can't expect, like, just to have her body doing what she does. And, like, I can't expect that either. So
And, again, just because I have a good body there's so many things that I lack in, you know, like as far as like other areas in modeling, there's different things that I lack in that aren't as easy as for me as just my body is. My body is just one thing that I check off the list that I don't have to worry about. But there's other stuff. Your like skin. I said, there's my skin. How many times do I have to tell you guys I have acne? Yeah. You guys are like, what is your skincare routine? Girl, I don't know. I'm broke out. Yeah. Like I broke out yesterday. Yeah. You know?
You're like trying new things every week. Yeah. Like you recently cut dairy. So it's like, it's still a struggle for us. Like obviously people don't want to post pictures where they look like they have acne.
Yeah.
So you're going to see, we're putting our best foot forward. You're not going to see when I am like my heaviest with like rolls because that's just not what I post.
But guaranteed, it's like you're gonna see when I have my skin good, I will let you guys know. Like I started seeing this new person and she's helping me really get my skin right. And once I fix it all, I will let you guys know and I will send you guys all her way because she needs the,
she's
you know
helping
what I mean?
You. Yeah. But that's like same for me. Like I saw a dietitian. He told me this is what I should do and it's been working well for me, but it's maybe not going to work well, good for Rebecca people. And Sarah and Jessica. Yeah. But for me, it's great.
Yeah.
But you guys should always seek a professional before you seek an influencer.
100%. You guys got to remember these.
We know nothing.
And influencers lie about their relationships. Yeah. You think they're not going to lie about their bodies and how they got their body like that? Exactly. Like,
and I can promise you guys, I know personally, she's never had surgery. She's never had nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you've literally never touched your body and it's just like that. But I have friends who are even like fitness influencers with thousands of followers, but they had like Cool Sculpting and Kybella and these things to help enhance their look, which is perfectly fine, but they don't say that.
They don't, and they just have you guys thinking that they've just worked out. I work out 3 times a day. Yeah, okay, no. But also, when do you go to the doctor?
Yeah, when did you get the lipo? Because you told me you got it last Saturday. And I know you did. And it's totally fine to
get that. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. We're just saying that.
That's the reality of it.
Yeah, that's the reality of it. And so if you're asking for advice for body or skin, whatever it is, you want to get it from someone who's really doing it. You don't want to get it from someone who's like doesn't know what they're doing. It doesn't really work out, and or they were born with naturally like clear skin, and then you're saying, "Well, what is your where's your skincare, Kyla?"
Yeah,
she just washes her face with anything. She can wash her face with dirt. She probably soon to break out. Seriously. I'm over here. I can't even put like an inch of sand on my face, or I'm gonna break out.
You
so
can't even.
It's just
stressful for 1 minute.
It's very different. But you just want to make sure that you're getting it from people who are really going through that, or really got to that place that you're trying to get to, instead of someone who just has that look that you want.
Yeah, and I think that's what people like. I love when people ask for my skincare routine because I mean my skin looks
bomb. It's such a compliment. Someone say, wow, what do you do for your abs? And I'm just like, I don't know what to say.
Do you want to know what I eat in a day? Because a lot of people said like, what do you eat? Can you guys do what you eat in a day? But for me, it's going to be 2 meals that are disgusting and bland and just are green. And for you, it's going to be like all the fun stuff in the world. But I think they want your body, not mine. So it's like, I don't know. Are they going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's and like for your skincare, it's like probably way more intense than mine.
Yeah.
So it's like, but you want.
Mine is
you
pain.
Want the nicer stuff.
Like,
yeah.
The stuff that I get hurt.
I can't even use some of your skincare because it's too harsh for my skin. So it's like things just won't work the same for people.
Yeah.
And like there was like a time one time too when I was like going to ask you, like I was running out of concealer and I was like going to ask you for concealer.
Stop. If you want my brown concealer, if you want my chocolate concealer, I'll give it to you.
No, but then I was like, that goes to say though, like you can't just use
everything doesn't work.
My contoured like under eyes. So I've only been modeling for less than a year at this point, but my life has changed in so many ways from when I was a student working a minimum wage job to being a model now, and not just like career and making money, but like living in LA, friends, dating. So I guess I just wanted to talk a little bit about like how it is being a model in LA. Living here, it's crazy. Like
there's
so many models, and you go like as a model, you can't like your job doesn't just stop once the shoot's done. Like you cast whatever, but you also have to go to events.
Yeah.
You have to even like go to clubs and meet people, even if it's like not a conventional, like it's an event where like all these models are going to be. It's like you never know who you're going to meet at this club or at this event. So the night doesn't stop there.
Yeah.
And now it's getting warmer out. And so there's more like pool parties and more events, and like people want models at their events. So it's like, sometimes you have to just strap up and go and just be like, you know what, I'm gonna go to this event and I'm gonna do these things. Or like you can get paid to go to events, like they I'm with like my influencer board with my agency, so there's like a bunch of stuff and they'll like give you like a pair of shoes if you go to their event and like wear the shoes and post a picture and like you get money. So that's something that's very LA. I wouldn't do that back home in Portland or Seattle. as for friends, I don't really have, and you too, you don't have like friends that are models really.
No, like most of my friends are like my real life friends that like they have
back
regular
home.
Jobs.
Yeah,
you know, regular, they don't.
Same, which is like very, I feel like that's sometimes hard because you
they
and
can't
I
can't relate.
Yeah, and you and I both have worked regular jobs and as a model.
Yeah.
Our friends haven't.
Yeah.
They've just done the regular. So it's like we can get their lives mm-hmm. a little more than they can get ours now.
And then sometimes it also looks like to your friends who aren't models that you're not doing anything because they'll call you. It's like, oh, I'm leaving work. What are you doing? Oh, I've been home all day. Or, you know, cause, but it looks like you're so chill and it looks like, man, I look lazy. But it's like, no, I've been emailing all day. You know what I mean? I've been like emailing agents, clients back and forth. Or I did that casting. It may have only lasted for like 10 minutes, but that was it. Or I worked a job last week and maybe that's going to cover me for like
for
the
2 months.
The next couple months. And so I get it. You're going to work every day. But you also didn't see the side where, like, I got turned down from all 10 jobs before that one job.
And that,
you know?
That can be kind of hard. Like, my friends are, like, really great. And so, my friends are really great. So I've been lucky enough to have, like, you know, a support system that, like, knows.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Kyla's maybe not. Like, even my parents. Like, maybe Kyla's not going to answer my phone call because she might be working. Or, mm-hmm. like, she might be doing something. Or, like, she might just not have the mental capacity to have a conversation.
Yeah.
And
no, that's so true. I sometimes don't have the mental capacity to answer people's calls.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter if it's my family and my friends. And they'll be like, why didn't you answer? I'm like, I just didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Like I'm exhausted right now.
Yeah. And having a good support system means that they understand that. As for dating, people ask, is it, I got a question that was like, is it easier to date as a model or like do you date models or like the dating pool different?
That's a good question. Is it easier to date as a model?
I don't think so.
I don't think so. I would only say no just because like I said, like there's so many models out there.
Yeah.
And
there's so many beautiful people
who
aren't
models. There's so many
beautiful
people who aren't models, regular people too. So it's like, I would say 7 out of 10 girls that you meet in LA are gonna say they're a model.
Yeah. Even if they're not signed and working.
Yeah, and some guys
are
just like, oh, I just wanna date models. You know, like I just like dating models. So they don't even really care like who you are. They just wanna date you the fact that you're a model. So I wouldn't say it's easier, no. I also wouldn't say it's harder. I've never seen modeling make a difference with my dating life.
Yeah, I guess like my boyfriend now, I've only been dating him since I've been a model. And I could see where it could be difficult because I'm so lucky. He's a creative as well. So he understands, like, if I'm emailing someone at 10 o'clock at night or if, like, we have plans on Friday, but, like, I got booked for a last-minute job and I have to drop it. So I could see where that could be hard for someone who doesn't understand, like, that lifestyle. But I'm so lucky that he gets it and he's, like,
if they're in the same field,
it's
like,
so
it may not be, like, the exact thing.
Yeah.
But if they're in that same field as far as, like, that world, then they get it because they get it that they're not always working. They get that they don't always book every get every job that they're going out for.
Yeah.
And they get sometimes when they have really crazy periods where they're working like crazy and they don't really have time, you know, for whatever it is that you want to do. So I think it's easier when you're dating someone who's in your field for sure.
Yeah. But
versus
he's
if
not,
I was dating a doctor.
Yeah. They wouldn't get. I don't think.
Yeah.
And my boyfriend's not a model either. And I never really had like interest in dating a
model. I've never dated a model.
Yeah.
I don't think I would. I hate to say that. That sounds mean. But I just don't think I would because, well, for one, they're all young.
Yeah.
And everyone knows I'm not attracted to younger people.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of the main reasons. But yeah, I just feel like
I just like, I mean, I'm not against dating. I have a boyfriend, so I'm not going to
date. Yeah, no,
date a model. But also, I like the fact that he does something completely different because then he can teach me like his.
Yeah.
And then I could talk to him about my, like, he's so adorable. He listened to our first podcast on like his drive somewhere and he was like, Kyla, like, I didn't know all this stuff. And I'm just like, like, this is like what we go through. And he's like my fucking boyfriend. Like, you think that like he just knew the ins and outs, but he doesn't. And so it's cool that he can like learn from me and I can learn from him. So I think that's really cool. And if I dated a model, they'd understand a lot. But we wouldn't learn anything from each other.
Yeah.
And, like, also, if he's booking, like, a bunch of stuff, I'd be like,
I'm
gonna
be pissed.
Yeah,
like, well, what's wrong with me? Like, tell them, do they need a girl for the shoot?
But, like, maybe you could, like, do stuff together. But also, like, I feel like, I don't know. I don't think I would be like, I really need a shoot with my boyfriend. That's not, like, a goal for me. Like, doing a photo shoot with my man. Like, that's not, like, to me, I don't care for that stuff like that. Like, it's not cute for me.
Unless it was for, like, Vogue or something.
It's like Tina Kaneki and Vincent Cassell.
That's exactly what I thought
about.
Because I showed that to my boyfriend and I was like, so I kind of want to do.
Yeah, no, but
maybe on both.
But I wouldn't even want to do that. Because, well, my boyfriend also works with cameras. So it's like he films. So it's like he's on the other end. So I feel like he wouldn't even want to do that. But all that being said, I don't think dating, I feel like as long as you find the right person who can truly care. And also, I feel like
someone who's supportive of you.
Yeah, who supports you. And like my boyfriend, like sometimes I'll be like, I don't want to go to this casting because like I don't think I'm going to get it. He'll be like, just go. Like, yeah. Especially because they're guys, so they're like a little more harsh. She's like, just fucking go. Like, just do it. So someone who like supports you and pushes you to actually do better instead of like, no, yeah, you're not going to get it, babe. Stay home. Like, stay with me. Let's just cut all day. Because like, he could totally do that because like, I already want to stay back. But he like is out there pushing me. So you have to, because this career is hustling, you have to find someone that pushes you to hustle. You can't have someone that's going to hold you back. And you have to have someone that's going to understand and like,
because you're going to look back and you're going to, wow, I didn't do anything these last 6 months because
babe.
Yeah, babe wanted me to hang out.
They wanted me to hang. Devontae wouldn't let me leave the house, so I had to just
so I've been just here.
Yeah, no, but he's, like, so supportive. But you have to find someone to support him. And also, I feel like, too, like, sometimes, like, I haven't asked him this yet, but babe, if you're listening. Stop. I feel like he's, like, I don't feel like he likes that he's dating a model. Not, like, that he hates it, but I don't feel like he's, like, yeah, bro, like, my girl's a, like, I don't feel like he's like that. Like, I feel like sometimes guys would be, like, more so ashamed because, like, there's no, the stereotype of model, there's no substance. It's like, you have a pretty girlfriend, cool. Like, what else does she do? But sometimes I think that in my head, I'm like, well, maybe he, like, wants, like,
no, I get you. Like, what else does your girl do?
Yeah, like, maybe he wants, like, a better, like, maybe he, like, wants me to, like, save the world. But, like, you know, so I don't feel like, I feel like people think, like, because you're a model, guys, like, ooh, like, I want that. But maybe.
Yeah.
I think
it depends on the guy.
Yeah, I think it depends on if they're, like, a wholesome person or if they really just care about your looks.
Yeah.
Which,
obviously... If they care about your looks, break up with them, guys.
Yeah. No, seriously. Yeah, but also they should be obsessed with you at the same time.
Yeah, so...
And then the last and final question that I guess people ask me is something that I wish I would have known before becoming a model. And it's pretty much just how cutthroat it is. Like, I guess we all know, like, oh, God, modeling's, like, really hard. Like, it's really cutthroat. But I guess until you experience it, you don't know how hard it is. And
I think what I wish I knew is that it's not going to happen overnight. Yeah. If I could just say everything these last four years in one sentence, it's that. Like, it is not going to happen overnight.
You have to be patient,
Because I genuinely thought that. I thought that because I look like a model.
Yeah.
Then
and everyone tells you.
And everyone tells me. And
your whole life.
Everyone tells me since I was little. And so I thought, oh, well, once I actually start putting effort into it, it's just going to happen.
Yeah.
No, girl.
It takes time.
It takes time. And it takes a lot of no's. It takes a lot of, like, hard days and stuff and months. And so I think that's what I wish I would have known. So any of you guys out there who are looking to model, this is not to discourage any of you, but I'm it does take time. If it doesn't take time for you, you're one of the
God
lucky ones.
You.
Yeah, God bless
God
you.
Bless
and take
you.
Like, keep going until you can't do it anymore. Yeah,
because it takes people a long time.
Yeah.
And I guess for me, that as well as keep a good head on your shoulders and keep a good support system. Like, keep, like, know your worth, because easily you can be told no, and like, you could try on so many clothes that don't fit you and you could just start to feel like complete shit. But if you know in your heart of hearts that you are a badass bitch and you are this good person and these jobs are gonna come for you and the right clients
wake
will
up
come,
every morning thinking you're a badass bitch,
then you're gonna
don't let anyone fuck with you.
You seriously will be fine. And it sounds so cliche, but it's like, as long as you know your worth, nobody can tell you otherwise.
Yeah.
And even that's in life. That's
yeah,
in
that
modeling.
Have to stick to
like
with
someone
modeling.
Like, if you're in high school and there's like a girl talking shit about you and you just know like you're really fucking cool, then don't give a fuck about what she has to say about you, because it doesn't fucking matter and nobody cares, because you know who you are. And you're right, people will come to you. And I feel like that was one of my hardest things, even in high school, was like, you're friends with people out of convenience. I promise you, everyone who's in you're friends with or who's mean to you in 5 years from now, you're not even
from
gonna
high school. I'm only friends with one person.
Same. Well, I mean, I'm friends with like a few, like mostly
boys. I mean, friends to where I'm gonna like
talk
sit
all
there
the time
and tell you my business.
Yeah,
there's only one person.
Yeah,
that, and so
and the mean girls, where are they now? It's like still being mean somewhere.
Pregnant.
Bitter Betty party of one. Yeah, and it's like I cannot stress that enough. Is that knowing your own self worth and knowing one day the right people, the right jobs, the right everything will come to you, but you have to maintain who you are,
right,
and be okay with that, and like. You think sometimes I don't want to, like, go get plastic surgery to look like a Kardashian so I can get all these jobs. Of course.
Yeah.
I think that probably once a week.
Yeah.
But it's, like, I know that, like, people are going to like Kyla Coleman and they're going to like my look and that's going to sell. But I have to remind myself that all over and over. And I'm lucky enough to have, like, you. Like, you're my roommate and you are in the same industry. And, like, my boyfriend's amazing. My parents are amazing. And my friends, like, they all are there for me and just know that, like, and even, like, some clients I work with, like, never touch your face. Like, you're beautiful.
Yeah.
So it's, like, just having people
you
who
need
believe
people
in
like
you.
That.
Yeah. And if you don't have that, like, I'm here for you.
Yeah.
Like, because I don't know what else to tell you, because you truly, truly need that. You truly do need a good support system. Yeah, that's everything. I feel like we should say like our favorite thing though, because it's like
our favorite thing about modeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess to end this on a positive note, I guess to end this on a positive note, I kind of want to say my favorite thing about being a model, because this is a career that only very few are able to be successful in.
Yes.
And it is a career that I'm, thank God, every day for being able to have and of be course. A part of. So I guess my favorite thing about being a model is just the people I meet and being able to create art.
I was just going to say because creating art for me.
My job before, I was just like, I was literally like just doing, like I worked a lot of jobs, but like any job I was making there, it wasn't like art. It wasn't like fun. It was just like, I was doing stuff because I had to. But this, it's like you create such beautiful, and you create it yourself with other people
who have. And to be able to see yourself once those pictures come out, it's like, wow, that's so how I look beautiful. Like. And that's what I did. Like it's like, really inspiring. Yeah, yeah. And you, that's another thing. You're creating art and you're inspiring other people. Mm-hmm. Like the same way that I'm inspired by Kate Moss and Naomi Campbell and Tyra Banks and all the photo shoots that they did. Mm-hmm. People are going to be inspired by Cora Fall. You know what I mean? Like years from now, they'll be like, "Oh, I want to recreate that shoot that Cora did," and I can't wait literally to see people doing that.
Yeah, we see like Kate Moss pictures and
Naomi Campbell, and I'm like, "I want to do exactly like this." Yeah. And it's like people are gonna do that about us one day, and that just feels so exciting. And so it's like creating art, meeting people, making new friends, because being able to express yourself.
The people are truly, truly amazing. Like I can't stress that. Like some of the people I've met are just so. And, like I'm so grateful that I've been able to encounter, because I hear people say like, "These girls are bitches," and like I worked with this photographer and he was an asshole, but it's like. I've been so lucky that everyone I work with has made me feel so great about myself. And, like, I can't thank God enough for that. Like, I truly can't. And it's so rewarding. Like, it is a really rewarding career. And, like, with all the hard stuff.
It's worth it. All the no's I've got and all the money I've spent and all that, it's 100% worth it.
And it's going to be even more worth it. And if whenever, Alexander Wang DMs me back.
Contact me, Olivier. Please DM me.
Alexander Wang, please, 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 Alexander Wang, please text me. If anyone knows this phone number, please don't text me. call Cora. She's ready for a bump. But that's like one day when you guys see me and Alexander Wang, you guys are like, wow, guys,
she did that.
I remember that podcast at minute 45 seconds.
I know
she was gonna be there.
So yeah, modeling is extremely rewarding. We're extremely thankful for our jobs every day. We want to trade it for the world.
I wouldn't trade
it for
anything.
We just also like to be very authentic with you guys when we do these podcasts, so even when we're posting stuff on Instagram, so that you guys don't think that it's just like
Kyla and Cora.
Roses and daisies. Yeah. And they're just making a life. No, we're struggling too. We're trying to figure
like
it out.
Just like everybody else.
As we're giving you advice, we're also trying to figure out things and still learning and trying to get advice from models who are, you know, way higher than us.
Because we're still on our journey.
Yeah.
So the journey truly never stops. Even Naomi Campbell is now the face of NARS and she's been in this industry for so long. So it's like your journey is going to always continue and there's always, you always get to improve
always
yourself.
Always move to improve.
Always move to improve. Well, thank you, Cora, so much for being here and talking with
me
today.
You.
Where can we find you on social media?
Olivier. It's Cora _ Sasha.
And thank you guys so much for listening. If you guys like this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe. And listen next week to hear about the not-so-glamorous life of being a model. Bye.
Bye.
Olivier, text her.